Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Thursday's action on the diamond, a few like 9-10 games on the diamond. Get you ready for the Friday and end of the weekend where Drake Crumpler will cover for me, as always, and do a great job. So let's get to it. We have about a week and a little over a week left of baseball. Let's recap Thursday's news and notes. Riley Green mentioned he was going to have surgery on his elbow. He had Tommy John surgery on Thursday. He should be good to go for the start of spring training. So probably the brace surgery is what it sounds like for Riley Green. The Angels, they made a move. They recalled Davis Daniel from AAA. He made a 3-inning appearance on September 7th, and he also made 7 starts throughout the minors this year as he's coming back from injury. In the minors, he had a 2.15 ERA with 42 strikeouts, so some big boy stuff there. Not sure how long he'll go. He's supposed to make the start on Friday against the Minnesota Twins. At the same time, Tyler Anderson is being pushed back to Sunday as he's dealing with, quote-unquote, a little knee issue. Some surprising news on Thursday. Sandy Alcantara made a rehab start at AAA Jacksonville. Seemed like his season was shut down. Made the rehab start as he's grinding to come back for the postseason push. Sandy threw 4 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts with like a 41% whiff rate as he looks very, very dominant. Assuming the Marlins are happy with what they see, I'm assuming they will. Sandy should make a start next week as the Marlins are fighting for one of the wild card spots. Royce Lewis had an MRI on Thursday morning. We will have more information on Friday. Assume he's going to be used sparingly as the Twins have pretty much wrapped up the Central and they need him for the postseason, but we'll wait and see what that news is on Friday. The Giants made a slew of moves on Thursday. They recalled reliever Tristan Beck from AAA, Marco Luciano, the shortstop from AAA, and outfielder Tyler Fitzgerald from AAA. They sent Sam Healy to AAA, placed Brandon Crawford on the IL with a right hamstring strain, and placed Paul DeJong on unconditional release waivers. Luciano got the start at shortstop. Fitzgerald started in the outfield for the Giants on Thursday. Fitzgerald had an RBI walk against Emmett Sheehan, and then had a big double later in the game for his first career hit. So good stuff there from Tyler Fitzgerald. Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals was placed on the IL with his wrist injury, which will end his 2023 season. The Rays made quite a surprising announcement on Thursday. They are calling up top infield prospect Junior Caminero from AAA. Caminero turned 20 on July 5th, quite the young buck. Between AA and AAA this season, Caminero is hitting .324 with 31 home runs and 5 stolen bases. Quite the addition to the Rays, who likely made this move due to Brandon Lau leaving Thursday's game in the 9th inning after fouling a ball off his knee. It did not look good. You'd imagine he's going to get some more testing done. Didn't look great, so Caminero gets the call up, likely to take Brandon Lau's spot on the roster. We will see on Friday what official moves are made. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had an MRI on Thursday, and it revealed no structural damage to his knee. He is day-to-day. Still don't like the science, the sounds. Like I mentioned on yesterday's show, he was a late scratch. Then an MRI was needed. There's something going on more than just regular aches and pains in that knee with Vladito. Miguel Cabrera, he left Thursday's game with a leg injury as he's wrapping up his final swan song around baseball. Hunter Renfroe was released by the Reds on Thursday. We know he was on waivers. No one claimed him. Reds said, sayonara, Mr. Hunter Renfroe. And last but not least, Paul Goldschmidt left Thursday's game. That's all I got for you. I looked everywhere multiple times to see what took place with Paul Goldschmidt, and I have no information of why he left Thursday's game, so he will consider him day-to-day until more information comes out. All right, everybody, I talk a lot about PL Plus and PL Pro, and it is just, it's worth talking about. At PitcherList, you get a lot of great content, free content, written content, podcasts, and more. But PL Plus and PL Pro get you behind the paywall, of course, but it gets you more content, more tools. You're at the front of the line for all that's coming down the PL pipeline, and it gets you an amazing Discord. What this Discord gets you, besides just regular baseball and fantasy baseball talk, more than you probably get in most industries, just if you're a baseball fan, let alone a fantasy baseball fan, it also gets you some information on that other sport that's going on, the NFL and fantasy football. And we had Thursday Night Football with the Giants and the Niners. Brandon Ayuk was not active on Thursday. Well, being a part of the PL Plus PL Pro Discord gets you a part of the QB list Discord, so they could have answered your start sit questions. Was there anybody to pick up worth rostering on the Niners for the game? Stuff like that. It'll get you ready for the weekend. As you know, Austin Eckler is probably out yet again. There's other injuries to keep an eye on for the weekend. The QB list Discord will have you covered for start sit questions, waiver wire questions, and much, much more to keep you going in the fantasy football season. So go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Some hitting highlights from Thursday. Joe Adell is back, and he's back again. 2 for 3 with a home run, 2-run score, 2 RBIs, and a walk for the Angels. One of these days is going to click for Adell. Not sure when, but this could be it. There's no pressure on him right now. And it seems like usually when he's called up, there's pressure for him to become that guy. There's none. He gets about a week and a half to figure things out, just relax at the big league level. Adell was in AAA this year, is hitting .273 with 24 home runs and 9 stolen bases. He should get some free reign the final week of the season if you're looking for a deeper league outfield pickup. Mark Vientos, love that the Mets are playing him regularly. He went 1 for 4 with a solo shot on Thursday. Since September 1st, Vientos is hitting .288 with 5 home runs, 10 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. When he was called up earlier this season, there was a lot of hope for the power supply that Vientos has. Didn't get to play much. Now he's playing regularly, and the power has followed, which is great to see. Blake Perkins, this is a much deeper league situation. Perkins went 1 for 4 with the solo shot for the Brew Crew on Thursday. He's been recalled and played 4 games since he's been recalled, 3 for 11 with a double and a home run over that stretch. Christian Yelich is day-to-day. Mentioned Tyrone Taylor yesterday playing a lot. Perkins is getting some regular run in the outfield as well for the Brewers. At AAA this year, Perkins hit .308, 4 homers, 5 stolen bases. So could be a deeper league outfield asset in the final week of the season, as the Brewers have pretty much wrapped up the NL Central and will be playing to rest players, and Perkins should get a lot of playing time that final week of the season. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Johan Oviedo continues to dazzle. 6 shutout innings with 4 hits, 5 walks was a little bit of a bummer, and 5 Ks against the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Oviedo had 9 whiffs and a 29% CSW. Over Oviedo's last 6 starts, 32 and a third innings pitched, 8 earned runs, 28 strikeouts. Been quite useful for those that have trusted Mr. Johan Oviedo. Wade Miley, 6 shutout innings for the Brew Crew on Thursday with 3 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks. That's great ratios, great strikeouts from Wade Miley. He had 10 whiffs and a 26% CSW. Since Miley returned from the IL on August 2nd, he's made 9 starts. He's thrown 47 and two-thirds innings, 18 earned runs. A lot of those came in like one outing, and he has 31 strikeouts. So Miley could be a guy to keep an eye on as a potential streamer the final week of the season. Then Emmett Sheehan. This is a very interesting one. It's been a rocky 2023 for one of the top pitching prospects for the Dodgers, but he shoved on Thursday. 4 2/3 innings, 1 earned run, no hits, 4 walks, and 9 Ks against the Giants. Sheehan had 18 whiffs and a 33% CSW. He was recalled on September 2nd. He's made 4 appearances. 3 of those were starts for Sheehan. He's pitched 16 innings, allowed 7 earned runs, and 24 strikeouts. 4 of those earned runs came in one outing. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Another weird night. It's been a few weird nights in a row here in the closing situation. We had 2 total saves on Thursday. At least they were closers. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 42nd save of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. And Jose Alvarado, who there's been rumors a few weeks ago, I've talked about it here and in other places, that he might be getting more of the share as Kimbrough continues to struggle. Alvarado picked up his 9th save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors before we talk about Friday's action on the diamond.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. When we're talking about DFS, we have an 11-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. There's an early game in Wrigley. There's a couple, like, 6:40 games that aren't on the main slate. We got 11 games to target here, and there are some nice bats as we have overall the entire day. It's 6 to 7 games with totals of 9 or higher, so that'll play off well in the 11-game slate. You got the Padres at home going up against Dakota Hudson. That's always a great spot to be in. Boston versus Tuki Toussaint. One of the favorite spots of the night will be Atlanta versus Patrick Corbin. Arizona takes on the new Yankee, Luke Weaver, in Yankee Stadium. That should be fun. And then Baltimore takes on Shane Bieber, who's returning from the IL for the Cleveland Guardians. On the pitching side of things, give me some Pablo Lopez versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Charlie Morton going up against the Nats. Dean Kramer against those Guardians. And then, of course, the best pitcher on the slate, according to everybody and Nick Pollock, Sawyer Gibson Long in Oakland. Big one. Nick Pollock's got a rough day. You got Sawyer Gibson Long against Oakland. You got Cole Reagans against Houston. He's going to be a busy boy on Friday night. Speaking of that, some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Shane Bieber returns to take on Kramer and the Orioles. Curious to see how Bieber looks in his return. Bobby Miller taking on Bryce Miller taking on Dane Dunning. Seattle versus Texas. Major playoff implications here. Seattle's got a big schedule on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday night. We went over the final week of the season, and the Mariners are basically half game or tied with Texas and Texas and Houston. Seattle plays 3 against Texas, then they get Houston, then they get Texas to finish the season. So their fate is in their hands, and it starts with Bryce Miller versus Dane Dunning on Friday night. The aforementioned Cole Reagans takes on Framber Valdez. Reagans has been great this year. The quality of competition has risen of late. He didn't struggle. He had to grind through his last outing. Now he gets the Houston Astros. Should be another fun one to see what Cole Reagans is made of in this matchup. And then Sawyer Gibson Long taking on the Oakland Athletics. A little West Coast evening action there at Oco Coliseum. Looking forward to seeing what Sawyer Gibson Long has in store for us there. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Remember, check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it, especially for that Discord and all the goodies that come with it. But I'll be back with you guys to recap Sunday and preview Monday of the final week of the season. Jake Crumpler will, of course, have you covered over the weekend to get your fab ready for that final week push. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, September 22nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.